And good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Pat. How are you today?
Not too bad, thanks. I understand you're back from the West Coast, having visited Los Angeles on some film commission business?
Yeah, I was. In fact, I often, when I'm out there on film commission business, we try to accomplish quite a bit in a short amount of time. I had some studio meetings there with some of the big studios and some of the networks, but also participated in a board meeting, right? Because I'm on the board of directors of an association of film commissioners, an international association called AFCI. It's the Association of Film Commissioners International.
Some of our listeners may have thought that the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission was a standalone position, but in fact it's not. You are connected worldwide.
Yeah, in fact, I was just elected vice chairman, second vice chair of the organization. I've been on the board of directors now for 3 years, so it's a really good organization. And basically, what it does is it sort of allows film commissioners from throughout the world to sit and discuss sort of unique problems in their regions and then common problems also. And we work worldwide to kind of give one another ideas about what works and what doesn't. So it's been a really good networking experience. And I sit on the board with a lot of state film commissioners from the United States, but also some folks from like Vienna, Austria. The country of Colombia is represented there. The Colombia Film Commissioner is on there. Western Norway and also the southern part of New Zealand is represented. So we find a lot of commonality, believe it or not, in distant geographies.
And while you were in LA, did you have an opportunity to meet with people who could represent potential business opportunities for filmmaking in Western New York?
Well, it was both. We spent a day of board meetings in Los Angeles and a little bit of training, but then also, the stayed a couple of extra days to make sure that we got in some direct face-to-face meetings. It's kind of fun because in the old days, I would make calls on some of these studios, and they would always give me the bum's rush, maybe take a meeting with me, but often not. And now they're actually calling me and asking me to, hey, next time you're out here, it'd be great if you could stop by and see us because we hear so much about Western New York State these days. So it gives me sort of an opportunity to, put face and name together and sit with the presidents of physical productions of some of the big studios and some of the small studios too, and try to convince them that they ought to be shooting up here in Western New York. What they're often very surprised at is the amount of crew that we have. And they know the incentives are good in New York State, and particularly in upstate New York. But they want to also make sure that their services are high, and that there's enough crew here, and that there's enough there's many vendors here, catering and so forth that know the movie industry. So, once you sort of sit with them and kind of hold their hand and assure them that things are prepared for their arrival here, you get a lot of great response.
Well, it sounds like you had a good, productive trip. I want to thank you for your time today, Tim.
Well, thank you, Pat. It's always a pleasure to be with you and your listeners.
And my guest has been Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. My name is Pat Feldball, and you are listening to Press Pass on WBFO.